الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل الدعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. My dear respected listeners, we have alhamdulillah just completed the month of Zilhijjah, and the month of Muharram has started and commenced. In the month of Zilhijjah, we learn about the ibadat of Hajj. Many, mashallah, people completed the Hajj. May Allah Ta'ala accept the Hajj. And it is a sunnah that all the hujjaj that come, we should welcome them, we should greet them, and we should request them to make dua. The duas are really accepted. That's why Prophet ﷺ mentions regarding the ibadat of Hajj, لَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ, that there's no reward for Hajj except for Jannah. Except for Jannah. And in another hadith, he mentions رَجَعَكَ يَوْمِ وَلَدَتُ أُمُّهُ, that they return from the ibadat of Hajj like a newborn baby. Meaning a newborn baby is born sinless. Guna se paak saaf. So those who come back from a Hajj and they perform the Hajj in the right manner, according to the Sunnah, all their sins are wiped out, and ulama say even their major sins are wiped out as well. It's a great opportunity. That's why it is also important that many of us, alhamdulillah, we have enough finance that we can perform the Hajj. Then we should perform, that should be given priority over anything else. It should be given priority. Yeah, we go to other vacations, other holiday destinations, but this is a farz. Once it's farz, it's farz. Just like namaz is farz, zakat is farz, roza is farz. You've got the finance, you've got the ability, you've got the taqat, you've got the health, then it becomes farz upon you. When you're 21 year old, when you're 25 year old, when you're 30 year old, you should perform the Hajj. And the parents should encourage them. Look at them, but this is your finance. Your Hajj has become farz now this year. Perform it. Carry out the ibadat of Hajj. Very, very important. May Allah grant us the tawfiq. And Hajj is such an ibadat. We see many people, mashallah, their lives completely change. You know, they change completely. Alhamdulillah. That is the barakah of this great ibadat. That is the barakah of watching, seeing the Kaabatullah. That is the barakah, subhanAllah, of this great ibadat, which was Allahu Akbar, prescribed to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us all the tawfiq, inshallah. Today, inshallah, my topic will be on the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Okay? What sort of legacy he left behind? And so many lessons we can learn from his life. One legacy that we learn from the life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam is one rule, one qaida, one usul, one principle. What qaida kya hai, what usul kya hai, what principle it is, listen very carefully. From the life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, that when sacrifices and qurbani are given for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when sacrifices are given, qurbani is given, commitment is given, your time, your wealth, your jaan, your life, for the sake of Allah and for the sake of deen, the impact of that, the barakah of that, the blessings of that, the asar of that, lasts for generations and generations and generations. I'm going to give you an example of the life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. He built the Kaabatullah. That effort, that qurbani, that sacrifice, that commitment, subhanAllah, with his son Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah loved this amal and the qurbani of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Thousands and thousands and thousands of years after, the same Kaabatullah. Millions and millions of people do tawaf of the Kaabatullah. Millions and billions of people face the Kaabatullah for salah. What is that? The sacrifice and the qurbani given by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the impact and the asar and the barakah of that is lasting for generations and generations and generations and generations. You take the Sa'i of Safa and Marwa. Hazrat Hajra radiallahu anha was looking for water. She was going from Mount Safa to Mount Marwa, running around. Allah loved this amal, sacrifice taking place, qurbani taking place in the wilderness, in the desert. Allahu Akbar. Allah loved that amal. The qurbani given thousands and thousands and thousands of years after, that amal still takes place. It's part of Umrah and it's part of Hajj. The qurbani, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded by Allah to sacrifice his son. What a big sacrifice. What a big sacrifice. But he was ready. He was ready. He didn't say, no, I'm ready. And subhanAllah, thousands and thousands of years after, the qurbani that we perform is the remembrance of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, but his sacrifice and qurbani, the sacrifice is given, the impact of that continues for generations and generations and generations. I'm going to give you another example. 78 years ago, 60 years ago in this country of UK, sacrifices were given. For what? For deen, for iman, for Islam. When they came to this country, they had nothing. They had to also provide for family back home as well. 10, 11, 12, 13, 15 people living in one house, but all supporting one another, all helping one another. The income was halal. They had fikr for the deen, and sacrifices were given. Qurbani was given. They were going out. They were looking for places. Whatever shillings and paisa and 1 pound, 2 pound, they were giving it from their pocket, from their wages. They hardly had enough to live on themselves, but there was still priority for deen and masjid and madrasa and deen. Those sacrifices were given by so many. 60 years, what did I say? The rule. When sacrifices are given, the impact of that will continue for generations and generations and generations. 60 years after, when there's only one masjid in this locale in Walsall, now you have about 20 to 25. Why has that come about? It's because of the qurbani given 60, 70 years ago, the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you give sacrifices for my deen, Allah says, I'll grant barakah in that. It will have impact on that. Asar. And subhanAllah, we sing it. And those places and those locations, may Allah forbid us and protect us, those who go to Tablighi Jamaat, they will know, especially when they go around the world, where locations and countries and cities where effort was not made, where qurbani and sacrifice were not made for build a masjid and madrasa. If you go to those countries now, at one time there were Muslims living there, but they're only for name. There's no masjid, there's no madrasa, there's no darul-uloom, there's no halal, there's nothing. Because yes, we went, but the fikr and the concern and the qurbani and sacrifices were not given. It's straightforward, it's clear. That's why when the jamaats come, they go to European countries, they go to American countries, wherever, they come back and they give karguzari, give a feedback. Okay, what sacrifices they've seen, what did they see, what was the condition of the iman, what was the state of the masajid, what is the state of the people, are they performing salah or not? And then we learn, okay, how lucky we are that the elders gave the sacrifice, and the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where sacrifices will be given, then the impact and the athar of that will continue for generations. But by having said this, when the qurbani and the sacrifices will stop, right? We've got everything on the plate, alhamdulillah. We don't really have to go out. We don't have to do much. Everything is here. Any in the masjid, everything is here. Eh? Pankha, fan, although we fight for it, but we still got it. Because the windows, we fight for that, we still got that as well, alhamdulillah. Okay? We got everything for our sahulat. Because when we come, we want everything for sahulat. According to my temperature, my body, I should have this much heat in the masjid. I should have this much coolness in the masjid. I should have this much. It's about me, myself, and I. Mujhe koi takleef nahi honi chahiye when I come here. Allahu Akbar. That means we are praying namaz for ourselves. Are we praying namaz for Allah? Or are we praying namaz for myself? Are we praying namaz to fulfill my desires? Or are we praying namaz and salah and ibadat to fulfill the obligation of given to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get close to Allah? The Sahaba, when they performed salah, there was no carpet. There were small pebbles and stones, and they used to remove them while they're going to the sijda. Sometimes it was so hot that the end part of the pagri and the amama here, you see here, okay, they'll place it on the ground, so place the forehead on the ground because it was so hot. But they will not miss the salah. But they never complained. They never once complained. Why? Because the ibadah was only for Allah, not for themselves. We got everything, but we can still complain. We become nashukr, become ungrateful. That's when the azab of Allah comes. When we are ungrateful for our iman, our Islam, and all the sahulat and the privileges that has been given. Then let it not be that Allah take that away. That's why I said that when sacrifices and qurbani for the deen stops, then slowly, 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 it will go down. The impact doesn't last. So may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. And the sacrifices for deen is not imam's responsibility, or just the imam's responsibility, or the ulama's responsibility, or the people going to the Tablighi Jamaat, their responsibility, or those who are in the other fields, is everyone's responsibility. Everyone should play a part. Everyone's contribution. Yes, we can't be in every field 100%, but whatever we can. If we cannot, at least give that support, at least give those du'as, they carry on way. Talking about, that's one legacy of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, sacrifice and qurbani. Another legacy and lesson from the life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was given the title Khalil. Okay, Khalil. A special friend of Allah. But what does Khalil actually mean? Why was he given that title? Ulama in their books of tafsir and hadith is given a long explanation of why Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was given the title Khalil. One reason has been given, he was a good host. He was a good host. Good host meaning mehman nawaz, mezban. Anyone come who will be hospitable towards them. Hospitable, whatever they need, you are hospitable. Mehman nawaz. Allahu Akbar. Any opportunity he gained for being hospitable, he'll give. And there are people, mashallah, who are very hospitable. Balki he says that he would not even eat alone. If he found that he had to eat alone, he'll go outside and walk for 1 to 2 miles to find someone, and then he brings them home so that they'll eat with him. That is the reason. Today it's about me, myself, and individualism. I'm alone. I don't want anyone with me. No one comes to my house. He'll bring someone. So if you want to bring someone to your house, make sure first you inform the home minister. Otherwise we'll have problems these days. Let them know you've been 10 people and she can just about feed you and go by. But you need to create that environment at home. Mention the sawab, the reward. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he was invited for a meal, he gave this special dua to the host. And this is what I want to mention here as well. Again, legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, mehman namazi. You say, "Akala ta'amakum al-abrar." May the pious people eat from your food. May the pious and righteous people, Allah's walis, Allah close people, to close to Allah, eat from your food. Because when pious people eat from your food, there will be so much barakah. There will be so much blessings. There will be so, you'll attract the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our homes, in our family, in our children. Because that morsel of food, subhanallah, will have barakah for all our children. وَصَلَّتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. You make this dua. You make the angels make dua for you. Our elders used to have this great trait that whenever they used to come out, come to my house today. You're going to eat from whatever is there. It doesn't matter why you have to cook a big meal or something, but today you come with me and eat. And it was done very casually. You didn't, I can't go to the house and I can't take him. But today you come to my house. Very careful. This is the legacy of Ibrahim. Why was it done? It creates love and muhabbat, which is slowly, slowly going away. Prophet mentioned, spread salam and feed. Poor, rich, anyone, feed. But the purpose should be to create love and muhabbat and connection. And that was done by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Another legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam was he never let anyone come between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never let anyone come between him and Allah. I'm going to give an example. He was thrown into the fire. We all know that incident. Angel Jibreel came that, "Oh Ibrahim, I'm ready to help you, assist you. You just tell me what you need to do and I'll do it." What did he say? He said, "Jibreel, you go back. For me, Allah is sufficient. For me, Allah is sufficient. Allah is enough for me." Allah Akbar. Look at his level of tawakkul and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said, "Qulna ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim." Oh fire, be cool. But that coolness which doesn't cause any harm, but that coolness which provides comfort. Because sometimes you get cold, it could cause harm and takleef to the body. Look at his reliance upon Allah. Amazing, amazing reliance. And he had extreme love for Allah that I would say his extreme love for Allah was in his DNA. Ibrahim alayhi salam, his extreme love for Allah was in his DNA. You can never take it out. It's easy to take it out from us. He had so much reliance upon Allah, so much extreme love for Allah. No one came in between. And one of the reasons why he's also mentioned that he became the Khalil of Allah, he is to send a lot of durood upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family that is to come. Subhanallah. I mean, he was the one that made the dua. Rabbana wa'bath fihim rasulam minhum yatlu alayhim ayatik wa yu'allimhum kitab wal hikmah wa yuzakkihim. He made the dua of Allah, grant a prophet from this land. A rasul that will do the tilawat of the verse of the kitab and teach them and do the tazkiyah and purify them. Subhanallah. That dua was accepted. So he made dua for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he was made durood for him and his family. Ajeeb wa ghareeb. And I'd like to conclude one great legacy. He always made dua as mentioned in the Quran Kareem. Rabbi ja'alni muqeema salati wa min zurriyati. Oh Allah, make me establish salah and for my zurriya. Zurriya, not just children, your own children like your son, but meanings your children, generations to come. From generation, that's awlad, your children now. But zurriya refers to from your progeny, from generations to generations to come, right until the day of Qiyamah. Zurriya. He's making dua for his zurriya, his awlad, his children's children. Allah, make them establish salah. He's worried for his children, despite being the Prophet of Allah. Who can falter the tarbiyah and the nurturing, but he's still worried, "Oh Allah, make my children establish salah." So many parents are worried and concerned, my children are not performing salah. Make the dua. That can only happen, very important, that when our children reach the age of 4 and 5, send them to the maktab. Send them, don't, I know we all do home tuitions and that's fine, if you got reason, valid reason, send them to the maktab madrasas. The environment and the mahol you get in maktab and madrasa, you'll never get it anywhere. You'll never get it anywhere. And then, sometime in private, you go your own timing, come when you want, go where you want. Today I can't come, I got tuition. Today I got this, I got that. There's no discipline. When you're learning the ta'aleem of deen, in his discipline, in his adab, in his respect, in his commitment, then we'll gain something. And one day, today, I'm going swimming today. One day, today, I got golf today. One day, today, I got football today. And the bloody head teachers are bichara parishan. The teachers are all parishan. They're making dua for them. Bichara inki iman ka kya hoga. And I've got too many other things. Bhai, we cannot learn the deen of Allah like this. Allah will only give his deen this much when we give this much to it. Allah wants to see how badly do we want Jannah? How badly do we really want our children to enter Jannah? Just like we sit with our children in the dasturkhan and learn from our scholars and we sit together eating. Are they going to be with us in the dasturkhan eating in Jannah with us? We don't know. So best ta'lim at home and madrasa. Send them on time. Send them on time. Discipline, right uniform. Whichever masjid madrasa you in, I'm talking general here. But please, when the timing of the madrasa, please don't take days off. That is big nuksan for our children, big nuksan. Remember, they're not becoming alim or hafiz. These are basic farz talim. Farz is compulsory, where everything is taught. Right? Today, if they go outside, the iman is in danger, the Islam in danger. They go into drugs, alcohol. Allah knows what they're going, gangsters, everything. One form of protection is the maktab and the madrasa. It should be strong. The education standard should be strong. But discipline and adab from the parents is very, very important. It's how we nurture them. At one time in the 70s, 80s, we could not even think of missing one day of madrasa. Not even think of even asking our parents, I want to miss madrasa. Now everyone can miss madrasa. It's all right. It doesn't really matter. By then Allah is watching. Allah knows how much fikr we have for deen. Remember, we'll be asked by Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Not the imams only, or the teachers, as parents. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum masulun ra'iyatihi. And if you don't have a madrasa, go. Get your admission. If it's a waiting list, it doesn't matter. Wait. Madrasa mahol, there's discipline. There's angels come. Because the Quran has been reciting. In the masjid, the angels come. In the madrasa, the angels descend. That environment, why you want to deprive our children of that environment? And then we complain after. We've got our own selves to blame. May Allah give us a tawfiq. May Allah give us a tawfiq. One important announcement I forgot. This Wednesday, alhamdulillah, Khatibi Pakistan, Mawlana Rafiq Jami Sahib, mashallah, will be coming. Inshallah, his bayan is after Asr on Wednesday. I request all brothers to participate. And the 6th of July, the Seerah Conference in Masjid Ali in Birmingham, 6th of July, Sunday, from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Special guest is Mawlana Ibrahim Baum of South Africa, mashallah, great scholar, mashallah, and Mawlana Rafiq Jami, and many other scholars are there. The 6th of July, inshallah, Sunday, from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And Mawlana Rafiq Jami Sahib, inshallah, bayan in Urdu, inshallah, on Wednesday after Asr Salah. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أدار علينا السنين والشهور والأيام بدأ السنة بالمحرم وختم بذي الحجة الحرام أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك العلام وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي بعث إلى كافة الأنام صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأتباعه وأزواجه وأصحابه الكرام أما بعد فيا معشر الإخوان أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى ذي الجلال والإكرام ثم اعلموا قد هان عليكم شهر عظيم شهر مبارك شهر محرم الحرام الذي استحب فيه الصيام وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام صيام يوم عاشوراء أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبله وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام صوموا يوم عاشوراء وخالفوا فيه اليهود صوموا قبله يوما وبعده يوما روي ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى أنه قال صوم التاسع والعاشر وخالف اليهود وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من وسع على أياله وأهله يوم عاشوراء وسع الله عليه على سائر سنته أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم واحذروا أيها الناس من المنكرات فيها فإنها ظلام لا تجعلوه عيدا ولا مأتما ولا تتخذوا فيه الدرائد والأعلام وما يليها من البدعات والملاهي والآثام عليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى فعليكم فما علمتم من المعروف ما هو المشهور في هذا الشهر فاتخذوه سبيلا وعلمتم وسمعتم ما هو المنكرات فاحذروها أن تضلكم تضليلا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصليه جهنم وساءت مصيرا أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى إلى كافة للناس بشيرًا ونذيرًا وداعيًا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجًا منيرًا وقال تعالى مخبرًا وآمرًا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليمًا اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وعاني وبارِك على سيِّدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى أزواج سيِّدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيِّدنا ومولانا محمد. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان وحين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في غزة. اللهم كن لهم مؤيدا وظهيرا. اللهم كن لهم معينا ونصيرا. اللهم تقبل شهداءهم. اللهم داب جرحاهم. اللهم عاف مبتلاهم. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان وحين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاة هيا للفلاة. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات ويتوب الله على المؤمنين والمؤمنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها أولئك هم شر البرية. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية. جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا، رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه، ذلك لمن خشي ربه. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم إنا لذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك وتلاوت القرآن. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا مرضى المسلمين وارحم موتاهم. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدنا ولاخواننا الذين سبقونا بالايمان. اللهم انصر اخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان وحي. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم. وامكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم. وصلى الله على النبي الأمين. اللهم أصلحهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم لعن كفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وامح آثارهم واقطع دابرهم وجعل تدبيرهم في تدبيرهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم حاسبنا. اللهم انصرنا. اللهم انصرنا ولا تمنع علينا. اللهم آت كتابنا بأيماننا وحاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم ظلنا تحت ظل عرشك يوم لا ظل عرشك. وصلى الله على النبي برحمتك يا رب.